Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. America, soon it will be your turn to choose the ride. Water for Elephants announced this morning that it will launch its first national tour fall 2025 at the Hippodrome in Baltimore, Maryland. Exact dates, casting, and a full travel itinerary will be announced in due time. The new musical, set in a Depression-era traveling circus, was recently nominated for 7 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. The Broadway production, still currently running, can be found at the Imperial Theater. Alyssa Milano will make her Broadway debut this fall as Roxy Hart in the long-running Chicago. Milano, who is best known for her starring roles in the television series Who's the Boss and Charmed, plays an 8-week engagement from September 16th through November 10th. Roxy is currently being played by Ariana Madix of Vanderpump Rules through September 1st. Chicago, the longest-running American musical in Broadway history, continues at the Ambassador Theater. In other casting news, The Lion King is getting 2 new kids starting August 20th. Austin L. Fisher and Jacob Pham will join the Broadway company as young Nala and young Simba, and will alternate the roles with Anika Reese Franklin and Albert Rhodes Jr., respectively. Pham will be making his Broadway debut. Fisher was last seen as part of the closing cast of Mrs. Doubtfire. Current cast members Ezekiel Kakuna and Nia Thompson depart the show on August 18th. The Lion King keeps on roaring at the Minskoff Theater. Tickets are now on sale for next month's Broadway Week, the biannual NYC Tourism 2-for-1 ticket offer. The offer is valid for performances from September 3rd through the 15th. The participating shows, per playbill, are 6, Once Upon a Mattress, Back to the Future, Stereophonic, Aladdin, MJ, and Juliet, Hell's Kitchen, Hadestown, Wicked, Moulin Rouge, The Notebook, Chicago, The Roommate, Job, The Great Gatsby, The Lion King, The Hills of California, The Book of Mormon, Hamilton, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Suffs, and Water for Elephants. For more information, visit nyctourism.com/Broadway-week. In national tour news, the full cast of Kimberly Akimbo was just announced this morning. Several members of the original Broadway company will join the previously announced Carole Carmello as Kimberly, including Miguel Heal as Seth, Emily Koch as Deborah, Jim Hogan as Buddy, Sky Alyssa Friedman as Teresa, and Daron Hayes as Martin. New to the show will be Dana Steingold as Patty, Grace Capeless as Delia, and Pierce Wheeler as Aaron. 5 new understudies have also joined the cast. Valerie Wright will be Carmelo's standby. The Broadway production closed on April 28th. Tour performances begin in Utica, New York on September 14th before an official launch in Denver, Colorado. For a full list of cities and tour dates, visit KimberlyAkimboTheMusical.com. Last night, the revival of Once Upon a Mattress officially opened at the Hudson Theater. The humorous retelling of The Princess and the Pea received mostly positive reviews, including a critic's pick designation from Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Times. The funny people rule both literally and figuratively, she said, adding that the musical's 2 leading clowns, Sutton Foster and Michael Urey, make you believe in a happy future that may include all kinds of calisthenics. Once Upon a Mattress runs through November 30th. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, August 11th. Last week's numbers stayed relatively flat across the industry compared to the week before. In its final week on Broadway, Illinois grossed over $1.1 million at the St. James Theater, a record for its run, playing to 98% capacity audiences. It was one of 15 shows last week to cross the million-dollar marker. Another was The Wiz in its penultimate week at the Marquee Theater. The revival, which plans to go back out for a second leg of a national tour in 2025, was among this week's top 5 grossers, taking in over $1.68 million. And in its first full 8 performance week on Broadway, the revival of Once Upon a Mattress grossed nearly $697,000 before officially opening last night at the Hudson. Broadway's attendance figures were up 1.36%, with total gross up by less than 1%. 19 of the 26 running shows played to houses that were at least 90% full. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.